All right. Let's hear from a doctor. We've talked to other folks. Let's hear from a doctor on what the fallout might be in healthcare circles. I mean, we're already at a place where we've got nurses coming from the Philippines and Thailand and Africa. The National Guard being sent to numerous states, including my own state of Michigan, to help with staffing shortages that already exist in healthcare. The Cleveland Clinic recently canceled their mandates on vaccinations and so forth because they were so short-staffed. They said, we can't continue down this page. We need to do something different. And now the federal government, by way of the Supreme Court, will reinstate those mandates. What does it mean? Dr. Omar Hamada here, a doctor, former lieutenant colonel in the United States Army as well. Doctor, good to have you.
Thanks. Great to be here, Steve.
Always appreciate your voice. Tell us what you think.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. It's complicated. We love what we do. We love helping patients. We love caring for people. But we're all burned out. And morale is at the lowest point I've seen in my 25-year career. And not just in physicians. I think, it's multifactorial, but this COVID epidemic has really just knocked us for a loop. Nurses are quitting left and right. Doctors are starting to retire early. And this is just another thing. It's like the last straw, where now they're trying to mandate vaccines. Some people don't have a problem with it, but those who do are like, you know what? I'm not getting it. And if it costs me my job, I'm just done. I'll find something else. I'm just done. So that's a concern. And now the CDC is saying, oh, well, you know what? Now you can still have the virus, and if there's staffing shortages, you can go back to work early. It's okay. I mean, where's the science? This administration is a complete screw-up, and everything they've done has caused things to get worse, not better.
Yeah. You've got staffing shortages because of, you say, burnout, people saying don't want to take it anymore, don't want to do it anymore. But these small hospitals are really in trouble because they're, I mean, you know this, the finances of all the hospitals were impacted during the first weeks or months of the pandemic because the financial lifeline are all of these diagnostic tests, right? Colonoscopies, yeah. and mammograms and x-rays, all these sorts of things. These are all the lifeblood financially for hospitals that was cut off. So the hospitals are already stressed financially. And to me, I just have to wonder, maybe I'm cynical, doctor, but I have to wonder if this is not the shortcut to a single-payer healthcare system. What are your thoughts?
You know, it certainly could be. We feel like there certainly is some sort of agenda, and it's worldwide, not just domestic, but even domestically. But we've seen how awful it's been, and anybody who even thinks about single-payer should be running for the doors right now because the government has done such a horrible job over these past 2 years doing what they've done.
So where do you think this leads, honestly? What is a small hospital to do? They can't afford to defy the mandate because they'll lose all of their reimbursement from CMS, Medicare, Medicaid. A lot of them are already running, understaffed, and this will be even less people on staff. Can they function with half of their staff or two-thirds? Is it even possible?
No, it's unsustainable. And like you said, earlier, they're getting a lot of travelers to fill staffing shortages. I mean, larger cities are getting nurses from overseas, including the Philippines. Traveling nurses are making almost as much as physicians now hourly because of, they're going for and hospitals can't support that long term. They just can't, even with the federal government subsidies. At some point, those are drying up. So it's unsustainable. And somebody's got to wake up, and they're asleep at the wheel. I think these administrators in Washington and legislators are making decisions that are completely impractical.
Well, I've heard predictions that the impact of the mandates on health care, as far as smaller clinics and smaller hospitals, that could be felt very soon. In the next few weeks, because a lot of these places, like I said, teetering financially, right? So my guess would be that before you get to Election Day 2022, 7, 8, 10 months from now, that this will be top of the fold major crisis in America, that healthcare facilities are closing because they can't function any further. I think this could not only be the death of healthcare in America, it could be the death of the Democrat Party.
We can only hope. for the second. But yeah, healthcare is broken, and I think this is just exacerbating the fault lines and helping everybody see how incredibly broken we are. So maybe this is good in a way in terms of helping us to recreate it and relaunch it in some way. But the problem is the government's involved, and anytime the government's involved, things don't turn out really well.
So we're in trouble here, is what you say. That's the takeaway here. We're in trouble. I'm disappointed in the Supreme Court. I mean, they may have ruled properly on the law. I don't know. I'm disappointed, to say the least, and here we are. Doctor, I'll leave it there. Greatly appreciate you taking the time today, because we need medical professionals to weigh in. Dr. Omar Hamada, also a former lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army. So thank you for that as well, sir.
Thanks, Steve. My pleasure.
Greatly appreciate it. You know, I don't know where this all goes, but I can tell you it's a bad omen, to say the least. Many of these places cannot survive, cannot possibly survive the challenges that they'll be facing financially now. It's just, it isn't possible. So, what happens next? Does the Congress step up and say, listen, we can't do this? Does the president back off on the mandates? America as a whole is over the pandemic. They're over. Even though more people have infections currently than at any time previously, America as a whole has put the economy as its number one concern, 68%. COVID is at 37%. People are past this. They're tired. They're worn out. They're sick of masks and mandates and vaccines and the entire mess. It's time to move forward with purpose. Let's hope we can. I'll take a break. You can find out more at stevegruber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.